are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What's up and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, episode 4, Wednesday, October the 16th, and one more game in the preseason tonight, 1 week away from NBA action. This is your boy Matt Shook, a sports writer here in Detroit City, covering the NBA for the Detroit News and Associated Press, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. We're almost there. 1 week away from the regular season, we'll get back in the groove just like you guys are ready. And like I am, and I know you guys are too. Today we're going to run down the details of Tuesday's preseason loss to Philly, the penultimate preseason game of the season. And also, I didn't really see three things to talk about in this game, so we'll pass along a different kind of content trio. What Zach Lowe of ESPN had to say about the Pistons, he pissed off some of you guys by blowing them off in a column last week. But he had some interesting things to say about Detroit in another forum on Tuesday. We're also going to hit the Google voicemail line again. Get your predictions out there. And I got a slot for your predictions as we have the rest of the season previews coming up here the rest of the next week. So spots at the end of each of those shows for you to call in and leave your 2 minutes or 90 seconds and under prediction. Leave your name and where you're from and all what you think is going to happen with the Pistons this year. 810-666-1546 is the number. Again, that's 810-666-1546. Got a spot for you here. Go ahead. Give us your predictions if they're bold, if they're vanilla, whatever you think is going to happen with the Detroit Pistons this year. Give me a follow on Twitter, by the way, at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H. Another underscore for that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. But the Pistons closed out the preseason on Tuesday night. They are now 2-2 with one game remaining. After losing 106-86 on the road to the Philadelphia 76ers, Andre Drummond, Blake Griffin, and Markieff Morris all sat this one out, which is all good with me. And Joel Embiid ate up Thon Maker, as you would expect. 24 points for the big center from the Philadelphia 76ers. I think he was perfect from the free throw line and missed all of his three-pointers. So keep shooting those three-pointers out there and stay away from the paint. But, yeah, the Thon Maker backup center experiment, definitely not against certain teams and certain players like Joel Embiid. Fortunately, there's not too many guys that are of the Joel Embiid size and caliber out there in the world or the NBA. Thon, by the way, had 2 points in 26 minutes, which sounds bad and is bad. But I thought he did some okay things, though, a good floor game. I watched this game. I had it on kind of a second screen. With the presidential debate going on as well. Laz Jackson tweeted that he was surprised after the game that Thon didn't make a field goal and that he only scored 2 points. I agree with him, and I think that's because he played such a kind of a above average to decent floor game that you just kind of figured he was out there scoring because he was making his presence known. He had the big block on a drive that he helped out on. I think it was with Tobias Harris with the drive. 10 rebounds for Thon Maker as well, 5 assists. So like I said, making his presence felt despite the fact that he wasn't getting it done in the points column. Another guy who did get it done in the points column was once again Christian Wood. 19 points and 10 rebounds for Christian Wood. Rest in peace to the Christian Wood versus Joe Johnson, 15th spot on the roster debate. If you listen to the show, you know I was already on board with Christian Wood completely and definitely making this roster after just one preseason game. He has continued to show that potential and that potential for production from day one, right when he started playing preseason games for the Pistons. I think he's a guy who's going to end up in the back of the rotation for the team this year and could be a developmental piece for this team going forward. Joe Johnson, meanwhile, 3 points in 17 minutes, a minus 13 for the plus-minus ratio, just kind of lumbering around, not at all impressive. It's a nice, in my opinion, it's kind of played out nicely for Pistons fans that they didn't have to make a tough decision for this 15th spot and just kind of easily say, hey, Joe, no offense, but obviously we got an easy call to make here and send you packing. And I'm sure Joe Johnson will have another opportunity with someone somewhere. And like I said on yesterday's show, maybe this is a guy who's more of a half-season player, maybe more of a January pickup that could help you out in the playoffs. I don't know if he wants to go 82 games at 38 years old. Maybe there's a way for him to rest his body, slash, you know, whatever you got to do to get in shape, whether that's change the diet, get into some kind of workout program that's not strenuous on the legs and knees and whatever else you want to keep healthy for the end of the season, but just kind of maybe have an extended training camp before trying to come back maybe later on this season. Or maybe we've seen the last of Joe Johnson tonight in a Pistons uniform and in any NBA uniform going forward. Obviously didn't exactly throw up any good tape for anyone to really consider for anything impressive there. But who was impressive was Tony Snell on Tuesday night. This was a bad game. The Pistons didn't play well. The 76ers had some guys out as well, Al Horford, Ben Simmons among them. So they had some guys that weren't starting. Matisse Thybulle, the rookie, was out there, who's pretty good, by the way. A guy who I really liked in the draft process, especially from a Detroit Pistons point of view, of those defensive first type of players that are going to really make life miserable for you. And Tony Snell, like I said, impressive, assertive after the egg he laid on Friday night with like pretty much zero stats in 18 or so minutes. So I guess that's kind of Tony Snell, right? We got to figure it out from night to night. 17 points for him, 11 for Luke Kennard. Reggie Jackson, another topic that maybe we'll talk about going into the season, was really bad. Again, he's had a horrendous preseason. I heard something about an ankle injury. Again, I'm working as kind of a second screen right now for this game. Probably had the Philadelphia announcers turned down at times. And none of the beat guys are there in terms of Rod and Vince and James, nor should they be for road preseason games. Good for those guys to maybe rest up a little bit before the grind gets going. They're all probably working on different season previews before the actual real games get going as well. Maybe see their families and other friends a couple more times before you say goodbye until the spring, pretty much, on that job. But I don't know. I'm not going to get on a veteran about a bad preseason. And again, I don't know much about this apparent ankle injury that he may or may not have suffered in this game. So obviously that could be a huge story, and we'll find out more possibly on Wednesday. I certainly wouldn't expect him to play in the preseason game on Wednesday night. And don't be alarmed if he doesn't. I would be surprised if, even if Joe Johnson played, unless he's got to play for his roster spot or wants to put some more tape out there for other teams. But yeah, you're looking at some other veterans like even Luke Kennard, Thon Maker, guys that are on the team that are veterans that have their spots kind of secured. You might see them sit out tonight. Bruce Brown might be another guy. Tony Snell as well. Would be surprising to me to see Derrick Rose out there for the second half of back-to-back. So long story short, the Tim Frazier's of the world, the Kyrie Thomas's of the world, the Jordan Bones of the world, the Todd Withers, Dante Hall, those guys who haven't really had a sniff all preseason, I would expect a heavy dosage of them tonight. But I've been wrong before about Dwayne Casey. But overall for the team, 6 for 26 from 3. The shot spectrum isn't going to happen. They're not going to make Dwayne Casey happy with the attempts or the percentage there. I think Derrick Rose is going to really impact that in a negative way. Now, obviously, he does a lot of things that are positives for the Pistons coming off the bench. And he has had a good preseason, a very good preseason at times. So I don't want to sound like I'm coming down on Derrick Rose every single night. But I just don't see him kicking out to shooters as much as you'd expect a veteran point guard to be doing when he's driving. He got up 10 shots on Tuesday night and didn't shoot a three. He was 0 for 2 on threes this preseason. And again, I don't necessarily have a problem with that either. If he isn't good at it and he's getting into the lane and then kicking it out for other shooters, that's almost as valuable as some kind of reserve standstill shooters anyway in terms of helping out your three-point percentage. But you would have thought that in four preseason games that he would have gotten up more than two attempts, given that obviously that's what his coach is wanting from him and his new team. But some other notable things from the preseason and in Tuesday night was that Sekou Doumbouya and Kyrie Thomas, they're just not getting any run with rotation guys. It doesn't say much about how much those guys will be playing this year, and I don't necessarily have a problem with that either. You would have thought that Kyrie Thomas at some point is going to get some minutes for this team, but it looks like Svi Mykhailiuk is more in line to be the end of the rotation type of player than Kyrie Thomas coming into this season. I think he's probably earned it, and I think he's probably got more potential. But maybe that changes, and maybe injuries throughout the year and a strange schedule here and there, some back-to-backs, might get Kyrie Thomas into the mix at times. Maybe some nice work with the Grand Rapids Drive could get him back. But like I said, a little bit unexpected, but now you're looking at probably a mostly of a full season for Khyri Thomas and certainly for Sekou Doumbouya to be playing with Donnie Tindall at the Grand Rapids Drive of the G League this year. But not a great sign for Khyri Thomas going into year two, who's kind of clearly in the number three in the pecking order behind his draft mates, Bruce Brown and Sfi Mikhailiuk. But the Pistons close the preseason tonight, 7 o'clock in Charlotte, the second half of a back-to-back. And like we said, Wednesday, a week from today, the NBA regular season basketball is back for the Pistons in Indiana against the Pacers. And then Thursday, the home opener, the night after that, against the Atlanta Hawks. And we've been talking about those two games for a while, but let's look a little ahead from there. After that, a day off, and then home again for the Philadelphia 76ers. So we'll see Philly again in short order after Tuesday night's game. And then home after another day off again for the Indiana Pacers on Monday after that. So, you know, two in the first four games against the Indiana Pacers, one day off in between those second and third and fourth games, a bunch of home games to start the season, a real chance to go 3-1 with Victor Oladipo out of that home-and-home series. Atlanta at home, you hope, is a win. And then Philly at home, certainly your underdogs there, but you're at home. And who knows how Philly gets the year started with those all-new players that they're looking at there. The smart bet is 2-2 for the Pistons after four games. But yeah, chance to go 3-1, and we'll see how it all works out. But Manscaped is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. Zach Lowe of ESPN made three important points about the Pistons on a podcast on Tuesday. We're going to break that down and tell you if he's right or wrong on those, and that's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast.
Yes, sir!
All right, and a little bit later on, we will hit the Google voicemail line for a prediction from you guys. Call us at 810-666-1546 if you have your own prediction. We'll play those on the show before the season gets going. But as we talked about, Zach Lowe had Jeff Van Gundy on an ESPN podcast. This came out, I believe, on Tuesday night. Jeff Van Gundy, brother of former Pistons coach and president of basketball operations Stan Van Gundy, and longtime commentator on the ESPN and ABC podcast and broadcasts and also podcasts as well. But some interesting things from the podcast that they talked about, I recommend giving it a listen. The Pistons not directly talked about quite a bit, but some other things that I thought were interesting, more than three nuggets, actually. So we had some honorable mention things for interesting things that were talked about in this podcast as the sirens go off here in downtown Detroit. I hope everything's okay with whatever's going on. But Zach went ahead and asked Jeff Van Gundy who he thought that the odd man out would be in the Eastern Conference playoff race, given the constraint that Zach Lowe's theory and belief that the Miami Heat will be one of those teams in the playoffs. If that team gets in, who's the playoff team that falls out? And it sounded like Jeff kind of saw Miami, Orlando, and Detroit as the three most likely teams. Didn't have Miami as much of a sure thing as Zach does. Zach is really high on the Miami Heat and the Toronto Raptors, by the way. He's very high on the Toronto Raptors, more so than a lot of the Vegas prognosticators and some folks out there believe. And Zach thought that Detroit would be the safe bet to miss the playoffs. And both of them talked about the fact that they get the Blake Griffin injury possibility there being the main reason and being then making that be why the reason that they're kind of the safe bet team to miss the Eastern Conference playoffs. But Zach also talked about how he's down on Indiana. He's not believing Indiana as much, lost a lot of good players. Victor Oladipo, even when he comes back, probably isn't going to be at full health right away. So Zach kind of cautioned that Indiana could be in that group of teams that could be outside of the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. Zach also had an aside that he, as he mentioned Detroit at one point, he said, stay away from the Andre Drummond maximum extension. Completely agree with that, as you know, if you listen to this show. I mean, we're talking about the high $30 million per season for a max extension into the low 40s for the life of the extension as well. Andre Drummond, you know, is a player who is more of a $20 million player, maybe $25 million, something like that. And even then, do you want to be in that kind of business? But certainly not the maximum extension business for Andre Drummond that could be out there for him to get before the season gets going. Also, the other thing that Zach Lowe and Jeff Van Gundy talked about, this was Zach's opinion, that he also said the number 3 through 10 spots in the Eastern Conference he believes are wide open after the Milwaukee Bucks and the Philadelphia 76ers in the top two spots. And in that group of 3-10, he's got all the playoff teams from last year, including the Detroit Pistons, along with the Miami Heat, as we mentioned, and then the Chicago Bulls as the 10th team in that group. And, you know, does he actually believe the Chicago Bulls or the Pistons could be the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference? I don't know about necessarily that. But even mentioning that the 3 through 10 is wide open, take that literally, then he believes that the Pistons could be the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference, or the Chicago could be the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. Chicago, once again, a really kind of interesting team, a mix of veterans that you know are going to be pretty good and also have something to prove, and young guys who could be primed to make a pretty big leap this year. Now, I can remember a lot of the same discussions being had about the Chicago Bulls last year, and that people thought that this could be a very good team, and obviously it was a very bad team. So certainly I'm not going to be very bullish on the Bulls, and if anything, I'm going to pick right around what everyone else is predicting, and that's going to be in the mix for the playoffs, even into the lower last third of the season, but ultimately probably outside of the playoffs. But we'll see when I come up with my season predictions before this season gets going. Another thing that Zach Lowe talked about is talking about how Kyle Lowry could be traded from the Toronto Raptors, despite the fact that he signed a one-year extension recently to make it 2 years left on his deal. Suggested the Pistons and Miami Heat, both as destinations for that. Zach threw out the fake trade of Kyle Lowry for Reggie Jackson, Langston Galloway, and a first-round pick, which would help the Toronto Raptors kind of reload the docks a little bit, get Reggie and Langston's expiring deals in there to match the salaries, get them out of there after next year, and help rebuild with a first-round pick. And mentioned that Kyle Lowry could make the Pistons a second-round team, get the arena jump in, which is something that Zach Lowe said is a win for the Detroit Pistons and would be there. These guys also talked about how Portland could be an all-in type of deal as things don't work out, if they don't work out as good as they could for a team that is probably one move away from being a championship contender. This is something I talked about on yesterday's show, and this is not me talking now, not so much as Zach Lowe and Jeff Van Gundy, although Jeff Van Gundy did mention that he's concerned with the forwards on that team. You got Whiteside starting at center with Nurkic due back sometime February, and of course the dynamic backcourt of Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. But after that, you're talking about Kent Bazemore and Rodney Hood possibly being starting forwards. Zach Collins more of a power forward spot. Anfernee Simons probably going to get a lot of run off the bench for that team. Not a lot of great options for the forward spots for the Portland Trailblazers. So hey, they might be a team who looks to make a swing. And like we mentioned yesterday, Blake Griffin could be a guy in the mix for that spot. And there are some salary possibilities in there to make it work. We know that Blake Griffin's onerous contract makes him really difficult to move. But when you have Kent Bazemore's expiring $19 million deal as kind of the anchor coming back to the Detroit Pistons and that deal, I think that there could be a possibility there. Obviously, you need to pack some more salaries on the Portland end and some assets, of course. Kent Bazemore, an expiring deal, isn't enough to move the needle in terms of things that the Pistons would want in their mix for their best player in Blake Griffin. But when you talk about Zach Collins as a guy who might be ready to make a leap here in these next couple of years, and especially Anfernee Simons as a young guy who was drafted, who has all sorts of potential, all sorts of, a possible star in the making in the backcourt on the wing, which is something the Pistons are going to need going forward. You got Rodney Hood in there as a possible salary filler. And if you keep adding names onto it, maybe Langston Galloway's expiring deal goes into that kind of deal as well. And if they're reticent, if they don't want to be trading Anfernee Simons, maybe you could get a couple first-round picks out of them. But if you can get Simons into that kind of a deal, maybe get a second-rounder instead, like a Bazemore, Simons, and a second-rounder, and a Rodney Hood. Or maybe instead of Hood, you get Bazemore, Simons, and Collins, and instead of first-rounder, maybe that becomes a second-rounder because now it becomes too much for the Trailblazers to give up at some point too. But an interesting combination of teams and players to watch out for there in as the season goes on. The Pistons kind of decide where they're going as a franchise. But if your company wants to reach an upscale male audience, then your company's ad should be running right here, right now, on the Locked On Pistons podcast. To get your company connected with this audience, email me at matt_shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com, or email locked, L-O-C-K-E-D, at lockedonpodcast.com to get more details about increasing your business. Coming up, we're going to hit the Google voicemail line. and get your predictions for the upcoming Pistons season. That's next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day.
What's up, Matt? Chill up here. Sorry if it's a little loud. I'm at work right now. Calling from Detroit. But I'm here to give my bold prediction. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I got us winning 40 to 50 games. Anywhere between the 4th and 7th seed. And I also see us getting out of the first round of the playoffs this year. I like our roster. I think we upgraded. We have a good coach. And I think we're going to have a good season. Once again, it's Chubbs here with my bold prediction.
There's Chubbs with the call from Detroit. Appreciate you calling. Keep the predictions coming, everyone else. And to Chubbs, keep the other calls coming throughout the season as well. Again, 810-666-1546. Call before the season gets started. We'll get you on here. What do you think for the Pistons? Chubbs likes between 40 and 50 wins for the Pistons, 4-7 seed in the Eastern Conference, and gets out of the first round. I like it. I mean, certainly within the realm of possibility, the Pistons could get that going, need to be peaking and healthy come playoff time, and could use some matchup, you know, being fortunate with the matchup, whoever you get in that first round, and of course maybe a little injury luck in the playoffs couldn't hurt as well. But man, it would be good to see Little Caesars Arena. I mean, I was there for games 3 and 4 when they ultimately got blown out, but were some pretty close games for a little while. Pistons showed themselves pretty well, and the crowd certainly showed themselves. Detroit Pistons fans were ready to go for that one. I can imagine what that place would be like if it was a little bit more of an inspired team going into the season, with Blake Griffin's health obviously being a major factor, and with the belief that, you know, maybe they got a chance to win the series, or maybe you think you will win the series, pull an upset, as opposed to coming in down 2-0 already with two horrific losses on the road to Milwaukee, a team that none of us believe they'd beat in a series anyway. So what would it be like if a likable team came into a first-round series for a couple of home games at Little Caesars Arena with a chance to pull an upset, a legitimate chance to move on to the second round, as Chubbs says. So I'd love to see it. I'm here for it, and we will see if that can happen for these Detroit Pistons this season. Like I said, keep those predictions coming. We appreciate you guys. We'll have some content for you tomorrow. Obviously, we'll talk about the final preseason game against the Charlotte Hornets for tomorrow's show, and then look ahead to 1 week from today when the NBA season gets going. The Pistons are going to be taking on all comers with the Indiana Pacers on the road a week from today. Looking forward to it like you guys are. And thanks for listening to the Locked On Pistons podcast. That'll do it for our show today. This is your host, Matt Shooks, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.